Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, she has become a star over the Las Vegas Summer League. There was a video of her. She was prominently featured in one of the Grizzlies social media videos. She is the mother of Javon Carter. Her name is Cynthia Johnson, and she joins us now. Miss Johnson, how are you?
I am wonderful. Is it Jason or John?
This is John. Jason's
That's
on
John
the other
talking.
Side.
It's Jason.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because, you know, that's a lot of J's to keep straight. I got Jason and John, Jaren and Javon. I can't keep up.
Did you see, by the way, it just happened, did you see the Grizzlies trade? It doesn't involve your son, obviously. Did you see the latest news?
Yeah, I saw it. I'm sad about it.
Why are you sad, Mom?
Because I like DD.
Oh. See, I'm on the other side of that fence.
I don't know him well enough not to like him.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Everything I know about him, I like.
I understand.
That's all.
What do you think about the rest of Javon's teammates? Have you gotten to know any of them at all?
No, I really don't know any of them. You know, I just know a little bit about. Yeah, of course, Jaren is always going to be special to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, they were recruited together, and that's it. I don't really know any of the guys yet.
Well, you will very soon, obviously. So let me ask you this. You're from Memphis. Are you from South Memphis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what
South Memphis. I graduated from Carver, George Washington Carver High School.
Stand up, Carver.
Mighty Cobra.
Yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Okay,
right.
Wow. So you spent plenty of time in Memphis. So how did you get from Memphis? You moved to Chicago?
I was actually born in Chicago.
Okay.
But then I was raised in Memphis. And once I became an adult, I moved back to Chicago.
What brought you to Memphis originally?
My mom.
Okay, gotcha.
And then my mom, we had been, you know, she had lived in Chicago mostly all of her life. And the winters here became too severe for her. So she wanted to move in the South where it would be, you know, much better.
And is it Maywood, Mom? My wife's from Maywood. And I thought I heard that on this Mark Jones talking about that on Summer League, that you're from Maywood. And that's Michael Finley and Doc Rivers, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, that's where Javon went to high school. That's where he was raised mostly, in Maywood, Illinois.
So how was it when you found out? I mean, did it feel a little bit like destiny that Javon got drafted by the Memphis Grizzlies?
That's when I realized there is a basketball God. there's a God up above specifically looking out for the basketball players. Because nothing could have been more perfect for me. Nothing in my life.
Really?
The Grizzlies was my only, that was my only NBA team.
So not the Bulls, huh?
No, not the Bulls. I'm not a sports fan. Not a basketball fan, football. Don't care anything about sports at all. I'm
wow.
Team Carter. Wherever my son is involved, that's what I'm into. But the Grizzlies was the only NBA team that I ever cared anything about because that's my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never had that connection to Chicago. Even though I've lived here, you know, a lot of my life, Memphis is always home to me, and that's where my heart is.
I saw a story that said you knew at the age of 5 that your son was going to make it to the NBA. What were you seeing then? Was he already, you know, bouncing the ball around? I've got one that's 4, and I want to be able to say a year from now he's going to the league. Tell me what I need to see.
Oh, no, he was trying to bounce the ball before he could stand. He was bouncing the ball. Because, you know, his father, his brother, his all of his brothers, all of his uncles, everybody played ball. So he's from a basketball family. So basketball, like, his dad took him to the gym in a stroller.
Gotcha.
before he could walk. So he was raised in the gym. So, you know, it's like almost like not playing basketball was not an option.
Got it. Where does the
he was going to play.
Where does the fight come from? Is that you? Is that coming up with dad playing against older guys? Where does that fight in him come from? Because every time we see him, that's what he embodies, right? He's a fighter. Your son's a fighter.
Javon's cousin, he has a cousin that's a year and a half older than him, Keith Devon Carter.
Okay.
He's a great basketball player. He graduated from Valparaiso. And he was always, they grew up like brothers.
Okay.
And Keith was always his competition. So Keith was always great. So he wanted to be, his goal was always to be as good as Keith. I don't think he ever thought he could be better, but he always wanted to be as good as Keith. So that was his motivation. Between that and going to the gym all the time with his dad and seeing how good his dad and his uncle played and wanting to play with them and against them, and I guess, you know, that rivalry where you want to get to a point to where you can beat your dad in something.
Yes, ma'am.
So I guess that's what fueled his fire all his life.
No doubt. We are, of course, talking to Cynthia Johnson. She's the proud mom of new Grizz guard Javon Carter. What'd you think of his Vegas performance? What'd you think of his? Were you proud of his Vegas performance? And are you a tough critic? What'd you think?
I wasn't shocked by it. I mean, because I think, you know, Grizzly Nation, you know, Mountaineer Nation, we're fully aware of his capabilities and what he can do, and we're used to seeing him perform like that.
Mm-hmm.
Grizzly Nation, he's new to you guys, you know, so it's a little different. So you're like, wow, okay, maybe he can play. I'm like, no, but I think, you know, there's a learning process there because you're going from just like from high school to college. There's college to the NBA. So there's a lot of learning he have yet to do. But he'll get it done. He's going to put the work in.
Oh, no doubt about that. Let me ask you this. What did you think as a mom of Bob Huggins when he was recruiting Javon? Did you like Bob initially? I feel like Bob's the kind of guy who – it may take you a while to warm up to him. What did you think of Bob initially in the recruiting process?
No, I don't think so. I think because mostly, I guess, what you guys see on TV is the tough shell.
Yep, tough guy.
But Bob Huggins is like, he's like a raw egg. He's, you know, got a hard shell on the outside, but inside, he's all slimy and mushy and gooey. And he's just a big old, you know, I literally call him Huggy Bear. Because he's still Huggy Bear to me because he's you know, he has moments when he has to get tough, that's when he's tough. But when he's not being coach, he's just a really good guy.
And I feel like when you hear him talk about Javon, like Javon sounds like one of his favorite players that he's
like
ever
almost like a son.
Yeah, like they had a great relationship. Is that kind of how it was?
That's exactly how it was. I think they had something very special because Javon spent a lot of, like, private time with Huggins when they weren't at the gym. They would, you know, he would be over at his home. And so they spent a lot of time together, and Bob Huggins, I think, looked out for him and made sure he knew things and learned things outside of basketball or involving basketball, like as far as you know, things you would need to know. Like, he sent him to a great basketball symposium last year that I thought M. Javon got a lot of great, useful information, I guess, for guys that would be interested or you believed would go to the NBA. So it was information they would need to know about the NBA, about the entire, like, the draft process, the financial part, the dealing with fans and social media, all kinds of stuff. They learned all kinds of stuff. And Bob Huggins, you know, selected him to go and take part in that. And I know it was pretty expensive, but he believed that that was information he needed to know because he believed that he was going to the NBA.
Mm. You know, like John said, it's all worked out so beautifully, right? He comes to the team that you root for. The style seems to fit your son so well with the grit and grind. I have to ask you, though, as a mom, you know, was going in the first round, did it matter to y'all? Is it motivation to him? I think I heard someone ask him in the summer league, you know, you went second round. Is that a motivator for you? You know, most players would say, of course. Was that something for you all that, you know, when that last name in the first round's called, you're a little deflated? You just excited to be taken, period? Because he was a first-round talent. We both know that.
Well, this is the thing. I call Javon, my MVP.
Yes, ma'am.
And it doesn't have anything to do with being a player. He's my most valuable person. Mm-hmm. So he is the person in my life that I cherish more than anything in the world. So to me, I get it. Like, he means the world to me.
Yes, ma'am.
But I understand the NBA is a business. So there's better players out there. I can accept that. I mean, it just is what it is. So me personally, I wasn't concerned with first round, second round.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to see him get his foot in the door because he deserves to have an opportunity to do what he was born to do. And I knew it was inevitable. I knew no matter what path he took to get to the NBA, I knew that's where he would end up. But nothing's ever come easy. Javon has always had to work his way up.
Yeah.
Like, he's not that superstar that people came looking for. You know, it was always a situation, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, he was, you know, underrated as a high school player. So when he was being recruited for colleges, it was, you know, the smaller universities, and West Virginia University was the only D1 school that even gave him an offer.
Really? That was his only offer?
What was really crazy was he like, the only college he really knew about was Memphis University, because he was a big Derrick Rose fan.
Right.
So, you know, coming from the Chicagoland area, and then D. Rose came to Memphis.
Yep.
So he wanted to come to Memphis. He's like, okay, I got family in Memphis. My mom is going to be in Memphis, because at the time I was living in Chicago, but he knew I was moving back to Memphis as soon as he graduated. So he's like, okay, I got family in Memphis. D. Rose went to Memphis. So Memphis was, you know, what he had on his heart.
But no offer from Memphis, huh?
No, not at all.
And let me tell you this: he was what, class of 2014? They needed a point guard that year.
They could have used him, Mom.
They needed a point guard desperately that year. But
I know it worked out well for y'all.
It did. I mean, it worked out beautifully for both you and Javon, right? I mean, you guys did exactly what you wanted to do, and here you are here in Memphis in the end.
Oh, it was a divine intervention. Like, that might have been where he wanted to go, but he went where he needed to be.
There you go. No, you are exactly right. And let me tell you this, no shade, but Bob Huggins, Josh Pastner, you guys did the right thing. Let me ask you this. Are you living in Memphis? Are you going to move to Memphis? What's kind of the plan?
Don't really have a plan. I'm living in Chicago now. You know, it's always a possibility that I could come back to Memphis. I mean, Memphis is home. Something in Memphis is always going to draw me to Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's not the weather, it's the people. Like, my family and friends that are there, those are the people that are the closest to me in my life. So, yeah, I could definitely end up in Memphis. You never know.
All right, well, let us know.
Carve a cobra.
We'd love to hang out, get you in the studio. This has been a real pleasure, Miss Johnson. Thank you so much for the time, and congratulations.
Thank you for this, Mom.
It's been my pleasure, Jason and John. You all have a wonderful day.
You too, ma'am.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
She is Cynthia Johnson. She goes right up there on the mom list.
About sweet as pie.
With Donzale. I mean, we're talking about the goats right there. Donzale, and I don't know who's prouder. It's close.
How about that? He wanted to go to Memphis.
And they needed a point guard so bad
that
year.
What was he ranked?
He was not ranked. He had
Josh didn't like those guys.
According to Rivals, his offers were Akron, Green Bay, Indiana State, LaSalle, Loyola, Toledo, Valpo, Mercer, and West Virginia.
Oh, boy.
Memphis needed Javon Carter that year. Because, I mean, who was their starting point guard that year? Pookie Powell?
Mm-hmm. 14.
Yeah. Like, that was like DeMarnier Cunningham and Pookie Powell.
Ooh, Lord.
They needed Javon Carter bad.
I remember the DeMarnier experience.
Hey, I'm a channel, what's his name? Mark Hearns. Dropped the ball. All right.
To throw Josh under the bus for Huggy.
It's true. I mean,
I don't mean
offense, but it's like, you know, if you look at your career, you were at Memphis when it was going that.
No, Josh still has time.
No, Josh is fine.
Bob Huggins, a future Hall of Famer.
And, like, if you're talking about, like, being coached to be tough,
right,
there's no better coach for you in the country than Bob Huggins.
Without question.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.